I'm Pat Feltball, and you're listening to The Blues here on WBFO. The North Delta Duo is a new blues ensemble from Buffalo, consisting of Ron Davis, also known as Leron Zydeco, on vocals, keyboards, and accordion, and Pete Holguin on drums and vocals. They're heading down to Memphis this week to compete in the International Blues Challenge. They're armed with new original songs and a new CD called Warning Sign. And we'll hear from Ron and Pete in a moment. But first, here's a track from their new CD. This is called Taste of the Blues Life by the North Delta Duo. That was Taste of the Blues Life by the North Delta Duo from a brand new CD called Warning Sign. The North Delta Duo is about to embark on a real blues adventure. They're heading to Memphis for the International Blues Challenge, where they're competing in the duo category. The North Delta Duo consists of Ron Davis and Pete Holguin, and we had a chance to sit down and talk recently. I asked Ron if there was a change from what he does as Lee Ron and what he's into now here on the North Delta Disc.
It's not really a change. I had been doing, started as an accordion player when I was 7, whether I wanted to or not. No, actually, a lot of kids played accordion. And then actually, like when the Beatles came out and Jimmy Smith and all those people, I switched to keyboards and in bands. And then I picked up the Lee Ron thing about 25 years ago because I know how to play accordion. And it's basically blues-based music, the kind of Zydeco I play based on like a Clifton Chenier style. But I always played keyboards. So after about 10 years of Lee Ron, people were going, oh, I didn't even know you played keyboards. And I said, okay, that's it. I'm going to get back into keyboards. And I just enjoy doing all different styles. I'm really sort of a soul jazz organ guy. That was what I came up with, and played piano and blues bands. So I kind of branched out. So Zydeco was always there, but I sort of went back to my other roots in blues keyboards. Mm-hmm. And the North Delta Duo thing came about. I've known Peter forever, for 40 years. We're all part of the Buffalo blues scene that emerged in the 60s and always played soul music and blues and with people like Billy McEwen and Spoon and people like that from the Buffalo scene in the 60s. So I've known Pete forever. And we played in various bands from time to time. So when this competition came up, we thought we'd give it a shot in the duo category. And we got together and wrote some songs, put the CD together, and entered the local competition, and we won that. And now we're going to Memphis.
Pete Holguin talked a little bit about how you can get such a full band sound from just a duo.
Well, we play grooves. You know, the focus of the of the music is that it's more groove music than anything else and more feel music than anything else. Mm-hmm. So we focus on the feel of what we were doing more than anything else, and it really came across. And it comes across that way. It has a great feel to it. Ronnie wrote the song specifically for a duo. Everything you hear there is basically Ronnie. You know, mm-hmm. He wrote the songs. He wrote lyrics. He wrote the music. So he, you know, he was the guiding light to this whole thing.
Let's check out another cut from the CD Warning Sign from the North Delta Duo. This is Crazy Sadie.
I'm crazy, Sadie, cause I'm losing you. I'm crazy, Sadie, cause I'm losing you. You're the girl who stole my old juju. I'm crazy, Sadie, cause I'm losing face. You blew our love right up in outer space. Crazy Sadie. I'm crazy, Sadie, cause I'm losing you. You're the girl who stole my old juju. crazy, Sadie, 'cause I'm losing face. You blew our love right up in outer space.
And that is Ron Davis and Pete Holguin, also known as the North Delta Duo, a CD they've just produced called Warning Sign. The North Delta Duo is heading down to Memphis next week for the International Blues Challenge, where they'll be competing, of course, as a duo. Ron and Pete are in the studio with me. We're talking about the process of getting into the competition, getting down to Memphis, what that's all about, and making this new CD. Here's Ron Davis.
In the 60s, there were bands like Groove Holmes and Jimmy Smith who had played soul jazz organ songs, and they had top 40 hits on the radio. You know, Misty by Groove Holmes and things like that, and Ramsey Lewis, and that was sort of the soul jazz kind of thing. And all those bands were mostly organ, an organ player playing a Hammond B3, and left-hand bass, a guitar, and drums. And I still have a combo that does that. So that's always been inbred in me, and that was through a guy called Jimmy Wozniak, who was probably a well-known keyboard player, was sort of my teacher and guided me into that style. I'm using the left hand, so that I grew up with that. That was almost like second nature to me, playing left-hand bass, and it stood me in good stead because I could always just grab a drummer, and it sounds like a band. But a lot of that, most of the stuff that I Warning Sign CD. Not to give a plug, but I guess I will, was done on a Hammond SK-1, which is a new keyboard that has a great organ sound. It's got great left-hand bass. It's got the old Wurlitzer, vintage Wurlitzer sound, and it's got the clavinet sound, which is sort of the basis of the CD. So I used the clavinet sound with or without a wah-wah in lieu of the guitar. It sort of fell into that mid-range and fell in sonically where the guitar would be. Mm-hmm. And a lot of this was due to, the sound of it was due to our engineer, Marty Peters. We recorded it at his barn studio and was like going away to the mountains or something. It was great, very comfortable. So basically just me, Pete, and Marty were in one room and we got it done. We recorded it in a couple of months. So there was some overdubbing, but I didn't want to make it too elaborate because I wanted to be able to reproduce the songs live.
Sure.
I asked Ron if they needed to have a CD in order to get into the International Blues Challenge competition.
It helps. I mean, you don't have to have a CD, but it's not a requisite to have a CD. You're basically judged on your live performance. But if you have a product to push, to sell, like anything in the world, it's one of the biggest industry events in the world for blues and roots executives, record company, booking agents, festivals. So it behooved us to put together a CD since that was within our realm of capability. The CD will augment our efforts and give us something to talk about and promote when we're down there.
And here's another cut from the North Delta Duo CD, Warning Sign. This one's called Boogie for Conrad. Thank you. That is Boogie for Conrad. That is the North Delta duo, Ron Davis and Pete Holquin. Those two guys are heading down to Memphis next week for the International Blues Competition. We're talking about the competition and making a CD and all the ingredients that go into trying to win this thing. So, Ron, tell me a little bit more about the competition, what you've seen so far, and what you expect to see next week.
This was under the auspices of the Western New York Blues Society, who's been great to us, and there were maybe five duos and maybe around six or seven bands in the kicker. It was held at the Sportsman, which is sort of the vortex of the Buffalo music scene now, mm-hmm. as far as roots and that type of music goes. It was an all-day affair. And each band played, I think, for 25 minutes or so. And that's what this competition will be. There's the preliminary, and you play 25 minutes. And then there's, I think it's the semifinals, I think it's 25 minutes. And then this is in Memphis. And then the finals, I think you play 40 minutes. And it's at different venues. So you don't really find out which venue you're competing at until the day of the program comes out, which is my understanding of things.
Okay.
So we'll be going to that venue, and probably this competition will be stiff, and we'll be competing with, you know, many other duos from all over the world, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge event.
So do you have any idea how many groups are down there?
292 different acts are going to be down there.
I think we have a big sound. Pete has a really unique style of drumming and a great voice, and so we have that. Very strong. I think we're two strong players. I think our material is strong. We're going to be doing original stuff. I think we, like I said, we have a full sound. And you're judged on, hopefully you're not judged on your looks, but...
obviously you'll win. First place.
But you're judged on originality, vocal prowess, instrumental ability, showmanship. So, you know, there's various categories that you have to keep in mind to while you're doing all this. So I guess I have to, you know, we have to be a little bit entertaining as well as that. And but I'm confident in our, you know, we'll give it a good shot. I feel we've been playing the blues as long as together we have over 104 years of blues experience under our belt. So we have just as much right to play the blues as anyone else. And, you know, it's been Buffalo's always been a great blues town. A lot of the things that happened in Chicago and Detroit and the migration of the blues from the Delta happened up here. That's why we sort of called it the North Delta Duo. We're sort of a tributary of all that. And there's been a lot of great blues guys come out of here, and Stan and the Ravens and Raven and those guys. All that music was blues-based when I came up.
We're just going down and being who we are and playing the music, you know, that we have always played and always loved. I'm not competing with anybody, and neither is Ronnie. You know, if good fortune occurs, fine. You know, I think that's wonderful. If not, fine. We'll go, you know, our lives go on. Yeah, mm-hmm. Our life will go on. But I think it's really an honor to be going down there representing the area, being able to show our roots musically and culturally, you know, in Memphis. Being able to let people hear what we have to offer in the tradition of Buffalo music, you know, we're Buffalo musicians. It's a tremendous honor for me to be able to go and do a thing like that with Ron, who, you know, I have the highest regard for as far as being a musician. It's just, he selected me to do this with him, and I'm very honored. And I'm very honored to be going down and representing the area and representing Buffalo musicians. And we will... You know, we'll see what happens, you know, and when we come back, we'll tell you.
So there you have it, Ron Davis and Pete Holquin, the North Delta duo, on their preparations and expectations for the International Blues Challenge, in which they're competing next week in Memphis, Tennessee, in the duo category. I want to thank Ron and Pete for taking the time to come in and talk about their upcoming adventure, and we all wish them the very best. And however it turns out, they'll be back to share their impressions of having participated in one of the country's biggest blues competitions. I'm Pat Feldball, and you're listening to The Blues on WBFO. Let's hear another cut from the North Delta Duo's new CD, Warning Sign.
small decision, only pain from way back when. I'm looking for a warning sign that you're gonna leave me cold. I'm looking for a warning sign that you're gonna strip my soul.
Like a